We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to Kits and Wagers. This is it, the special edition of Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We are giving 10 bets, each of us, for all 10 games on Sunday. Chris, welcome in to the final Kits and Wagers show of the Premier League season.
Adam, I'm pumped. This is what, episode 45 of the season or so. We were doing some futures bets in the international breaks. We're covering pretty much every game week. So I think we're right around 45 episodes this season. This is the inaugural season and what will likely be one of many. But yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. It'll be fun to wrap this up with another 10 bets here, which is like a pressure-packed episode for us here. And most importantly, we've got a little something on the line here for our bets, so that should be interesting. And, you know, hopefully I come out on top and got like a new kit or scarf or whatever we do.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we put like a $20 max on this, or how are we doing this?
I vividly remember you saying earlier in the season, we only do $100 bets. So maybe we stick to that. I don't know. Right. And I don't know if that was bravado or if that was something else, but
my hometown club, Tulip City United, I don't know if they sell anything that goes up to 100. I think it's like T-shirts and like beanies and stuff like that.
I want some Tulips United FC gear. That sounds cool.
I don't know if they have kits yet, to be honest. Okay. So,
you know, still coming. Our research and development is still working on those kits.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we got your kit. You're wearing one of your Liverpool kits to start the show off. Is that correct? Is that what I see here? Is the red kit?
That's correct. One of my first kits I got as a young lad. This is Christopher before he was Chris, you know. So got this kit. I was probably like 13 or so, and I only usually wear it for cup finals. So last weekend, and then I'm 1-1 in Champions League, or I guess, yeah. Yeah, 1-2 in Champions League finals wearing this. I'll be wearing it next weekend as well, but it's just kind of, I wouldn't even call it my lucky kit, but it's my favorite kit. So, you know, whipped it out for the last show. There's still the chance that maybe Liverpool comes away with a Premier League title, although it's highly unlikely. But yeah, got to wear this one. It's classic. It's my favorite kit. So pull it out for the last episode. Looks like you got a little something with a big old collar there.
Yeah, this is my lucky high school kit here, number 17, the Pure West. So I just didn't want to show any bias, you know, like you have your Liverpool bias. Like, we all know about your Liverpool, you know, all this. So I'm just, you don't know where I'm coming at. I'm not wearing, you know, Villa, Chelsea, Man United, anything I have. I'm going, you know, straight up old school high school kit. So you don't know what my bets are going to be, but we got to get into this here.
You're the voice of reason on this podcast where, you know, maybe
I'm the voice of reason as I crack open this New Holland beer as we start 10 bets.
Cheers.
in hopefully less than an hour.
Yeah, we'll get it in and out here in 60 minutes.
Okay.
It is a Friday after all. We can't keep the audience too long.
True. We're going to do alphabetical order of home teams until we hit We're going to finish with Liverpool and Manchester City for the two teams playing for first place in the Premier League. So first matchup, we got Arsenal at home against Everton. You got Arsenal minus 285. So Arsenal were minus 190 yesterday, and then Everton won. So massive jump in the past 24 hours. Draws plus 450, Everton to win plus 750. Over 3.5 goals, plus 140. Under 2.5 goals, also plus 140. Thoughts on this game? Do you think, how much do you think Everton are going to rotate in this spot? And how much, and if they don't rotate, how drunk do you think, or how unsober do you think some of these guys like Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison are going to be?
That's a big question. I mean, the latter question is a really big question. I gotta believe they had some pretty big celebrations. That was Thursday. Pretty not too bad of a turnaround here, but you know, it's 3 days. Usually, you know, a good hangover only lasts, you know, half a day to a day. So I think they'll be primed. I can't imagine why Frank Lampard rotates here. It's like they haven't played well all season. You know, it's not like they deserve to like put in some, you know, some youngsters. So I think they go with a full team here. I mean, okay. Just being 16th in the Premier League isn't like grounds for like, all right, let's start some players. Okay. So let's back up there. But Arsenal, on the other hand, you know, should be an interesting, I mean, they're playing for a lot here. I guess Everton are kind of secure. So I expect a full side from Arsenal, but and the same for Everton as well. So I'm curious to see, you know, what comes up, but I would expect like a starting 11 from both teams.
I'm not entirely sure. I just don't think the motivation is going to be there for Everton. They just got off this massive win, home win, which, you know, they fans came out of the pitch for. And I'm going, so my bet is going to be Arsenal over 2.5 goals. Again, these odds have changed. I wrote it down yesterday as plus 165. It's now plus 125. I like Arsenal to get over 2.5. You know, must win spot for them. And in the right matchup against who knows how much these Everton players are going to care about this game. I think the Arsenal goals will be there. They recently scored, you know, four against, they've been in decent form lately. So I'm going over Arsenal goals. That's over 2.5. What do you got?
Yeah. Are you saying that's your best bet?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Best bet for this match. Well, this is the one that I feel like has a lot of options. Just like thinking about the match in general, but two things I was looking at, Everton, like Arsenal are so heavily favored here, which I think is fair given that they have a little bit more to play for than Everton, but you can get Everton at plus 1.5 at minus 120. Not the bet, like, you know, you're right on the cusp of good odds there, but I think it's a safe bet. And I'm going to start with that. Everton plus 1.5 at minus 120.
Holy cow.
If you really want to get a little more spicy, you could go Everton plus 0.5 and you'd get plus 235. So
yeah, that would be a draw, no bet. That'd be double chance. Sorry.
Yeah, that'd be double chance. And when you think about that, the double chance, I guess if you wanted to go back and actually look at it, the Everton double chance is plus 240. So you get a little like slightly better odds there.
So we are the first game. We're kind of going head to head here. So I kind of like Arsenal, and you kind of like Everton. So all right.
Yeah, I mean, I just like Everton to either draw or, you know, I don't really expect them to win, but I think Arsenal are just like kind of falling apart and tearing at the seams right now.
Very true. All right, next match, we got Brentford home against Leeds. This one also has some implications here. So Leeds, they need to win. Yeah, I think they're a point behind Burnley and they need to win so they aren't relegated. So we got Brentford plus 140 to win. Leeds are plus 180 to win. The draw is plus 275. Over 3.5 goals is plus 145. Under 2.5 goals, plus 135. What are your thoughts on this match? You think Leeds have a chance to not be relegated here, even though Brentford have been pretty good at home this season?
Yeah. I think mostly it's Brentford that have been good at home this season. They've also been playing pretty decently. Leeds, on the other hand, you know, they're like, they've had every chance in the world to kind of get points. They've had an especially tough stretch at the end of the season. They haven't been able to get those points. It's them or Burnley who are going down. Burnley, slightly. I think, you know, if I would had to pick two teams I'd rather play, I'd rather play Newcastle at this point than Leeds playing Brentford. Brentford have looked good earlier in the season. This match ended up 2-2, so it'd be interesting to maybe take, you know, follow suit with that and take some of the overs there. But I think overall on this one, I think there will be goals, you know, given the last played in the championship two seasons ago. That ended up 1-1. Earlier this season, it was 2-2. So I'm going to take, and I don't think Leeds get it done here. I just don't see them winning against Brentford. So I'm going to take both teams to score, no draw. Yes, and that's plus 115.
Okay. So you're going with at least a 2-1 result. You're going
correct.
With
at least 2-1.
Either saying either side could win. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going, I think Brentford are the better team. They've been playing better most of the season. And, you know, one thing that's put into all of these spreads is that, you know, this team has more to play for. They have more motivation. But, you know, Brentford, they aren't in the Premier League every season, you know. So they're newly in the Premier League. And I think they're just going to close their – they're going to close their season at home, and I think they're going to get the win. Plus 140, Brentford to win, and, you know, Leeds will be pushing, but I just think Brentford will have the counter, and I like Brentford's team overall better, so I'm just going to take that. They haven't allowed a goal in their last four home matches, and I'm just going with that one. So Brentford to win is plus 140.
They've also been playing really well, too. I mean, they beat Man United, was it, 3-0? Beat Southampton 3-0, they beat Everton previous match. This is an Everton down a man, but they won 3-2. So they've been filling it up. And then on the other side of that, there's been quite a few goals in the Leeds matches. Aside from Norwich, I think Leeds have given up the most goals. So if you don't like either of our bets given, you know, the other one that I would really be intrigued by is the over 3.5 at plus 145.
Yeah, just to make a correction here, you said they beat Manchester United. Brentford actually lost 3-0.
They lost 3-0?
Yeah.
Okay, read that wrong.
Yeah, but that was away from home, so I don't really care about that. But next match, Brighton are home against West Ham, and we have Brighton to win is plus 135, West Ham to win plus 190, draw plus 260. You can get over 2.5 goals at minus 135, under 2.5 goals, plus 110. So there's a slight chance here that West Ham can get top six instead of top seven. They're just behind Manchester United in the table. They're 2 points behind. So it is a stretch that they get that final Europa League spot instead of Europa Conference League. I'm not sure how much that means actually in this matchup. The odds have gone. There has been some money on Brighton over the past 24 hours. But what do we think is going to happen this match? Brighton, nothing to play for, but this is their last home game.
Yeah, this is, you know, of the 10 matches that we looked at, this is the one where I was like, what the heck am I going to do here? It's tough because West Ham have like a little bit to play for, but not much. Whereas Brighton, you know, they have nothing to play for. So, you know, aside from a couple bucks here and there in terms of where they finish in the table. But yeah, it's interesting looking at their previous results. Earlier in the season, it was 1-1. Last season, they actually played in late May as well, and that was also 1-1. They've drawn their last six matches. 1-1, the last two, 2-2, 3-3, 1-1, 2-2. So a lot of draws here in all of their matchups. And so I think it's tough to really guess on this one. But if I was going to go anywhere, we've seen quite a few goals. But in the last two matches, those 2-1-1s lead me to believe that maybe it might be another 1-1. So I'm going to go under 2.5 here. And I believe we got those odds at under 2.5 was plus 110. Plus so you're 110, getting plus yep. odds.
Okay. I thought you were going with a straight up draw bet, which is what I'm going with.
Yes. Love it.
Just going off exactly what you said. Six yep. straight draws between these teams. Brighton, nothing to play for, but they are playing pretty well. And, you know, last home game, I think no matter who's ahead, if someone gets ahead, I think the other team has enough to, you know, get the equalizing goal. And, you know, why not? Just go with goals. My first look was to actually do both teams to score, but unfortunately that's at minus 175. Yeah. So I'm not going to take that. I think both teams are going to score, but the worry for a draw is in there. So I'm just going to go with the draw plus 260.
I also took a peek at those both teams to score odds too. And I was like slightly disappointed. I was like, oh, this would have been such an easy bet. But yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah. The six straight draws, like you don't see that very often. And yeah, we're kind of on the same page there a little bit, but we'll see how many, if there's quite a few goals or not.
Yeah. Brighton tied with the league lead with 15 draws out of 37 matches this season. So there you go. Next match, we have Burnley at home against Newcastle, the other team that's threatened to be relegated here. Burnley are sitting, let me check, double check here. They are actually even with Leeds. I thought they were 1 point ahead. Maybe I was wrong there, but they have the goal differential. Yep. They have the goal differential.
By 20 goals.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah, so they're pretty safe there.
Burnley is mostly safe unless they lose, but Burnley at home, they are plus 125 to win. Newcastle are plus 220 to win, plus 245 in the draw, and then you can get over 2.5 goals at minus 110, under 2.5 goals, minus 115. Newcastle, last match on Monday, kind of fresh in our heads. They absolutely dominated Arsenal. It was Newcastle's last home match. So what does that mean? We have Burnley's last home match. How much does that mean? We'll see what happens. But what do you think? Is Burnley going to take out Leeds, or what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, tough call here. Like I said, of those two relegation matches, like between Leeds and Burnley, I still think that I'd rather play Newcastle. But I just don't know if Burnley have the firepower to get it done. I think they come away with a point, and then Leeds maybe with a point, and they come in that 20 goal differential. Your difference in goal differential is the one that is the big change here. So I could see a draw here, and that's where I'm going to go with my bet, is a tie and over 1.5. You're getting much longer odds than the odds I've been giving, and those are plus 330 for a tie and over 1.5. So essentially you're looking for like a 1-1 tie, and God forbid that there's a 2-2, but that would work out too.
That's what your bet is? You're given a plus 330 bet?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow.
You know, this is our last podcast of the season. We've been doing, looking just for barely plus odds, but let's get a little spicy with it. Let's give these people what they want,
So that you're basically playing for a 1-1 or a 2-2 result. Would you rather take a 1-1 exact score? That's the plus 550.
I mean, you have the option there for a wild 2-2, so you get a little bit of a wider variety. It's not much of a safety net, but it still makes for a little bit more interesting. And yeah, I mean, 1-1, you could really double down there and go plus 330 and the 1-1 at plus whatever you said, 550 or so, plus 500.
All right, I'm kind of going in a different route here, which is – both of our bets cannot win. I was first to look at double chance for Newcastle, but the odds weren't good enough. You can get double chance draw no bet at plus 130. I will be doing a draw no bet on another match, so I will not be taking. I didn't want to take two draw no bets out of 10 bets. So I'm taking both teams to score no. That is plus 115. So I think whoever scores first, the other team is I'm trying to get my words here. Whoever scores first is going to be able to defend and lock down whatever the other team's going to throw at them. So Burnley, if they score first, obviously they're just going to sit back, kind of a thing. Newcastle, they don't have anything to play for. So I think that will be, 1-0 result. I just like the 1-0 result to both sides. Cause I think if Newcastle scores, if Newcastle scores first, I'm not sure Burnley can put in what we just saw from Everton on Thursday. Like, Burnley is not the same kind of team as Everton. They don't have the same type of players, and they play differently. And I also think Newcastle are playing really well, and they've been playing really compact. So I don't think either team is going to get a ton of chances in this match, but I'm just hoping that this is the lowest scoring match of the weekend, and I'll take one of those bets there. This is +115 for no on both teams to score.
Interesting. So a little safer bet here, you know. So you might come away with that one. But however, if this ends up 1-1, I'll be incredibly excited.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta. We're not here to just, you know, give him a couple bucks. You know, we're here to give him a few bucks.
Few bucks. I mean, there's been like most of our bets so far have been plus odds, so I think that's a positive you can take away.
That's fair. Aside from the one that I began with, which I believe was a -120.
Yes, the Everton bet.
You know, a little concern. I mean, Burnley have dealt with a ton of injuries, but these have been ongoing for a while. So I still think Newcastle, from a starting 11 perspective, they just have a much better team. And so, yeah, I would, if I hadn't taken a juicy draw here, then I would take Newcastle. But I just don't think Burnley can get it done against Newcastle.
Yeah. Next match, we have Chelsea against Watford, two teams with nothing to play for. Chelsea are home, -650 to win. Watford are +1600. And then you have the draw, +750. Over 3.5 goals is +110. Under 3.5 goals, -135. I originally thought that Watford was just going to kind of, you know, lay down the rest of the season, which they did the last couple matches, but kind of out of nowhere, guys like Femenia, Josh King, Cucho Hernandez, those guys are back in training this week. So there's a possibility we see actually regular starters come back into the team for Watford, which hasn't been the case the last two matches. Kind of has me tentative a little bit about what's going to happen in this matchup. And then after Thursday's match for Chelsea, you know, they drew Leicester 1-1. I know this is Chelsea's last home matchup, but Marcos Alonso basically said, he's like, you know, we're all tired. We've played the most games in the league or in the world this season, kind of a thing. Although
classic.
Most games in the world probably isn't true when like you compare it with championship teams. But there might be a rotation for Chelsea. Do you think this is just a complete romp here for Chelsea home against a Watford team that, you know, are giving up goals in bunches?
Well, I'm going to do a quick fact check. The most matches you can play in a season if you're a Premier League team and in the Champions League is 63 matches. The reason we know that is because Liverpool are playing 63 matches. So Marcus Alonso, you know, I'll throw that comment in the trash. But
currently they've played one more match than Liverpool. I think Liverpool, once they play Champions League, they're going to play the same amount because Chelsea had the Club World Cup, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, because so Chelsea, they only played one match. Anyways, they wouldn't have played enough in the Champions League. They were out in the semis, or was it the quarters?
Someone fact checked this, so I'm just saying what I heard. They've currently played one more, I believe.
Because I think you have to make it to every final to play the most.
Hey, anyways, I don't know.
Maybe we'll have to do a little research on this, but I'm a bit weary of that out of Marcus Alonso. Anyways. Carrying on here, I'm going to toss out another number related to this match, and that's $124 million. That's how much Romelu Lukaku costs when he was acquired from Inter Milan this summer. This is, you know, we'll tie this one in here, but he's been incredibly disappointing throughout the season. This could be potentially the last match he plays for Chelsea. There's a little bit of, you know, kind of the rumor mill out there that he might be done under Thomas Tuchel, but all that said, he's got 3 goals in his last 3 matches. The guy is like, you know, trying to, he's like in a relationship that you should probably get out of, but you know, he's trying to do the right things at the end of it. So 3 goals in 3 matches, you can get, I think he's got the second or third best odds of on this 10 game slate. You can get him to score at +100 odds. Another thing that kind of led me to this is that this match has the highest implied goal total. So you'd expect a few goals here. Watford have given up the third most amount of goals in the Premier League. So give me Big Rom to score +100.
Okay, we have to have some stipulations here. What if Lukaku does not start? Are we having backup bets here?
We could, I suppose. If that's the case, I mean...
I mean, otherwise it's an auto loss if Lukaku... you know, doesn't start. And
interesting.
I'll give mine. You can think about it. I'll give mine.
Let me peel around the internet here real quick.
Okay, yeah, so I wrote down Chelsea minus 2.5 yesterday, and that's kind of what I'm sticking with. I just don't think Watford have enough here. They're just nothing to play for. Roy Hodgson, this is his last match for the team. And even if Chelsea rotate a bit, like, their team is still better than Watford. So I like Chelsea minus 2.5 at plus 125. It's pretty big, but, you know, this is a spot where they can win 3-0, they can win 5-1, where they can get the most goals on the slate, that kind of a thing. And, yeah, just bringing it back to the original point here with Chelsea, I looked up, they played 4 matches in the Club World Cup. So coming back to the most matches played in the world. So that adds to it, if that answers your question.
Well,
but do you have another
we'll follow
for
up
us?
On Twitter? Maybe we'll get some Twitter beef going. Okay. Potentially. Yeah, I mean, like I said, highest implied goal total here. You know, if you're watching on YouTube, Adam's got the odds report pulled up. And I do think, you know, even if Big Rom doesn't start, Chelsea, you're going to probably shellack Watford here. And so that being said, you can get the total over 3.5 goals at plus 110, about the same odds as that Big Rom. But Watford is going to put out Adam Messina. He's been playing at left back a little bit. And, you know, he's like, what, their second choice left back. Kiko Firmino might play. Otherwise, this is the one thing that makes me weary of this over, because I don't think Watford are going to score. They're starting, like, Samuel Kalou up front, Ken Sema, João Pedro. Like, nobody. You know, if you go onto the lineups page here on rotowire.com, you can just see about like 10 to 15 players are out injured for them. But I would just expect to see Chelsea kind of fill up the net here. And you know, if Big Rom does it at a plus 100 odds, then we'll be pleased with that.
Yeah, I will say, like I said, Cucho Hernandez and Josh King are both options again. They haven't been the last two matches, but next match, moving along here. Crystal Palace are home against Manchester United. These teams don't have a ton to play for. Manchester United are, as I said earlier, sitting in sixth place. They're 2 points above West Ham. You know, there's a slight chance if Manchester United lose this match and West Ham win their match that Man United drop to seventh place, which is a Europa Conference League spot. So, you know, there is some motivation, but they've also been off 2 weeks, and we'll see what kind of lineup they put out here. But we have Crystal Palace are plus 205 to win at home. Manchester United plus 130. Draw is plus 260. Over 2.5 goals, minus 140. Under 2.5 goals, plus 110. I'm just going to go right ahead and go with my bet. I'm going Crystal Palace, draw, no bet, plus 120. So I think Crystal Palace can win this match. The one thing I'm worried about is Mark Guehi, one of their center backs, who's almost started every match this season, picked up an injury last match on Thursday. And if he can't go, I'm kind of tentative. That's why I kind of went off Crystal Palace to win. So I'm going with the safe bet of draw, no bet, which means if this match is a draw, you're getting your money back. So in that case, that would be a draw for me. So the hope for you is that your bet wins this one. So what do you got?
Yeah, well, now I'm thinking of a backup bet here too, because given the stipulation of my last bet with Lukaku, I'm going back to back on the anytime goal scoring odds, because Adam and I have been talking about this since early August. I think we did our first international break podcast, and we did Premier League futures. We discussed, you know, who's going to score the most amount of goals.
Do not bet on Ronaldo. Don't do this.
And so Adam's been adamant, and we've discussed this throughout the season. And at this point, he took, was it under 20 goals for Ronaldo? I don't remember what the odds
are. 20 and a half.
20 and a half. So he's looking pretty good here.
Don't say anything.
He's looking really good at Ronaldo's currently sitting at 18 goals for the season. That being said, you know, he's sitting there right at minus 110 as an anytime goal scorer. So he plucks one goal and you cash out there. But I didn't look to see what multiple goals was to get him over 20 and a half. But that would be interesting to see that. But I think I hope he sticks around United. United would be better off with him there, you know, whether that's the next season or more than that. But I don't think he sticks around any longer. I'm rooting for Ronaldo to score, and maybe even a couple here to kind of, you know, take out that under 20 and a half that Adams that we've been discussing throughout the season. So that being said, I'm going to go Cristiano Ronaldo, anytime goal scorer, minus 110.
All right. Just got to hope he doesn't get three, and then I'm fine.
I'm going to quickly look up goals if he can get multiple goals here, because that would be fun. But, I just think he's got the best opportunity to do it.
Yeah, to score two or more, you got Ronaldo, 475. To get that hat trick, it's plus 2,200. So there you go.
I'm not going to put a plus 2,200 down as my best bet, but that'd be
should I hedge my well. Under 20? Yeah, hedge
reverse psychology. It seems like a must here. Put down a little something on that plus.
Seems like a waste of money, but all right.
Palace are pretty good, and yeah, it would be surprising to see them concede three goals, let alone three for Cristiano Ronaldo.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, next match. Leicester City home against Southampton. These teams don't have anything to play for. Leicester City minus 120 to win. Southampton plus 295. The draw is plus 310. Over 3.5 goals, plus 135. Under 2.5 goals, plus 145. I think there's going to be goals in this matchup. As you see in our lineups here, James Justin should be back from, I believe, an illness. Tielemans had a minor issue. But Leicester battled on Thursday against Chelsea, got really outplayed by them, but it's a short week for them. I still think in their final home match that Madison and Vardy are going to start. Leicester have been going off on Twitter all day, all week, about this being, I think, the 10th season for Jamie Vardy at Leicester City. So I really doubt that, you know, they're going to be resting their top guys in the home finale here. So I like Leicester City to win at minus 120, right on the cusp there, not getting the best odds. This was minus 110 yesterday. So unfortunately, it looks like some people are buying into Southampton struggling to close the season, but I'll take Leicester City to win here.
That was my first reaction. I saw those odds and I was like, Leicester to win. Really like those. I'm not going to go that route, but you did mention that, you're expecting some goals in this one, and so am I. I think that, you can get – this is a little bit better odds, but a little bit longer of play here. I think this match has a lot of goals. You can get over 3.5 at plus 135. Looking back, this is the same matchup in 2019 that brought us a vintage 9-0. I remember watching that, sitting around and thinking that was absurd. But, you mentioned Jamie Vardy. I mean, probably – your favorite player's favorite player, you know? So like the guy is just tenacious. I expect him to play a whole team, or a whole strong starting 11, and Southampton have been giving up goals. Meanwhile, Leicester too. So Leicester's scored 58 goals. They've given up 58 goals. That's in the top third for each category, or top third of the Premier League for each category. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this, you know, go over 3.5 goals. And for that, I'm taking that at +135.
All right. Yeah. Like goals. I like goals in this matchup. I believe, I guess it used to, a couple days ago or even yesterday, it had the highest total, implied total, for all matches, just because it's expected that both teams are actually going to score. So there you go.
Yeah.
Someone is telling us in the chat, Casey is saying, give me Everton +750, a lot of momentum headed into this match. Okay, there you go. That goes with your +1.5 bet. So there's more people that like Everton in this spot. Maybe it'll screw me. Maybe it won't. We'll see.
Well, next match. I'll let you know if it does, though.
Next match, we have the other end of the top four battle. Speaking of Everton and Arsenal, we have Norwich at home against Tottenham. Norwich +1100 to win, draws +500. Tottenham are -380. Of note, Tottenham were, I believe, -450 yesterday. They are now +380. I don't know if this is related to, you know, food poisoning and all this stuff that's going on over there, but it's kind of weird that the odds moved that much because of, you know, potential food poisoning. But
lasagna gate.
Over 3.5 goals, +115, under 3.5 goals, -140. I think this may have been one of the harder games to find a bet for, because I first looked at, you know, Tottenham -2, that kind of a thing. But I mean, there will be nerves in this match for Tottenham. Like, they need a win. They can't. Arsenal are in a great spot. And, you know, then I looked at guys like Son or Kane to score, and I ended up on something a little different. I'm taking Tottenham over 7.5 corners. That's -105. I think that no matter how this match goes, I think they can get corners. If they struggle to score in the first half, if, you know, if it's scoreless in the second half, they'll be pushing and there will be corners for them. But even if they score early, I think that Norwich, you know, they're going to play a little more open. This is their final home game in the Premier League for at least another year, and they've been playing a little more open lately. So I think that Tottenham will get to at least 8 corners. At least that's a hope. -105. What do you got?
That's interesting. You love a good corner bet. We've talked about a couple corner bets throughout the year, and you know, very, very degrees of success on those.
Very.
I think you had the Southampton one against Chelsea earlier in the season. That was
don't speak of it.
We'll keep that one out. But anyways, yeah, it's funny when I put my bets together. You know, I did it in the order that DraftKings has listed as I went through the odds, and you know, Adam, a very organized gentleman, you know, knows what he's doing, keeps things very, very together. And so he put it into alphabetical order. And so, you know, now I'm on to I might go with my second straight consecutive bets here with the same bet. So I'm actually going to give a different one, but I did have this match at over 3.5 goals. Tottenham are really good at scoring goals, at least as of late, while Norwich concede a boatload of goals. Aside from Leeds, they've given up the second most amount of goals in the Premier League, and they've got nothing to play for. They've been relegated for, 3 weeks now? Tottenham, meanwhile, playing to keep, you know, for that spot in the Champions League. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them kind of fill it up here. And they're just so much more quality team than Norwich are. That being said, there's some fun ones for the player bets. You know, you were talking about Harry Kane and Heung-Min Son, where you can't really get good anytime goal scoring odds. I think Harry Kane is like -190, which is one of the highest we've seen this season. And then Heung-Min Son is like, what, -120 or so. But outside of that, Norwich also concede a ton of them, and Leeds concede a ton of shots on goal too. So I'm going to get kind of interesting here. And Norwich concede 0.86 shots on goal per 90 minutes. So let's get a little interesting with this one. And let's go player to 3 or more shots on target. You can get Heung-Min Son at +120. So lock that in for my best bet, just because I cannot go 2 matches in a row twice with the same bet.
Three or more shots on target is what you're saying.
That's correct.
That's only plus 120?
Yeah, only plus 120, which is surprising. That should be closer to like plus 200, but you know, any port in a storm on this one.
That's a lot of shots on target.
Yeah, he did it three matches ago against Leicester. He's done it against Aston Villa. He's done it against Leeds, who also give up a ton. He's done it against Southampton. Okay. So he's done it four times a season. So kind of a big ask. But if there was better odds for two shots on goal, I would certainly go there. But it's minus 200, so you're not getting a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we get to the final two matches. The two matches for first place, the title in the Premier League. And we're not going to finish with Liverpool because that's your team. So the next match we're doing is Liverpool home against Wolverhampton. We got minus 650 to win for Liverpool. Wolverhampton are plus 1700. You got the draw at plus 750. Over 3.5 goals, plus 110. Under 3.5 goals, minus 135. So all these games with big favorites are probably the hardest ones to get a bet for just because you have these big favorites. Do you want to take them minus 2.5? Do you want to take the overs? That kind of a thing. But this is your team, so I'm going to let you make the first bet with this one.
Yeah, there's too much on the line for me to feel super confident about making it on, you know, how many goals you win by. The odds are, as you mentioned before, they're highly favored. So it's like, but let's avoid that completely. The one thing that I am going to zero in on here is that Mohamed Salah, you know, he's a late fitness test for this one. But in my mind, and probably in Jurgen Klopp's mind, like, why would you play him a week before the Champions League after being injured, you know, not more than about 7 days ago? So it would just be foolish for him to play him. And I don't see it happening either. So take him out of the lineup, and you're likely to see Diego Jota, Sadio Mane, and Luis Diaz play up front. That said, this is the one I thought of before, but Luis Diaz here is two or more shots on target is plus 150. If you watch the League Cup final last Saturday, was it last Saturday? Yeah, it was last Saturday. He was their main source of attacking, you know, fuel after Salah went off. So, you know, I think he's going to take quite a few shots. And if you look at his recent starts, he's, you know, he has done that. He started against Tottenham. He took two shots on goal there. He started against, I guess this was Villarreal in that second leg, and in the first leg, he took three shots on target there. Two matches before that against Manchester United, he took two shots on a start as well. So, like, three of his past five starts, he's taken two shots on target. So I think, you know, given that Mohamed Salah is going to be out, given the fact that, you know, Liverpool pretty highly favored here, I think I like Luis Diaz at that plus 150 to take two or more shots on target.
Yeah, he also did not play Tuesday against Southampton, so he's going to be rested, and he's probably most likely to go 90 of these front three forwards. I actually like, even though he's plus 150, like, I feel like him to have two or more shots on target should be more favorable than Son to have three or more shots on target.
But I don't disagree with that at all.
I guess I have to give mine. So I worked a little bit to find this. And this one is kind of like a same game parlay. So you're going to have to, there's maybe only a couple sites that can do this. I originally looked at Liverpool win and clean sheet, but I think that was, from what I saw, you're looking at minus 140, that kind of a range. So, you know, two, not the best odds there. So I went a little different route. Liverpool minus 1.5 and a clean sheet, that is plus 105. And Wolverhampton, they want their season to be over. You know, Wolverhampton away from home, I don't think they're going to score in this spot. And Liverpool were in the spot last season, you know, needed to win to finish top four. They got a win. They won 2-0 against Crystal Palace. I think Liverpool are going to get at least one goal in this game. And then I think they're going to clean sheet. So minus 1.5 clean sheet, why not? Plus 105.
So you expect them to win 2-0?
Yeah, 2-0, 3-0, whatever. I'll take it.
Interesting. Does you know, the potential absence of Virgil van Dijk, does that make you weary at all for that? It should be Ibrahima Konate and Joel Matip, you know, in the back line. Any thoughts without their roles or a center back?
I mean, they played at Southampton, and Southampton did not look that threatening outside of, like, one Nathan Redmond goal. And unless like Chiquinho goes off on the wing for Wolves and just tears it up, like Wolves are probably one of the worst, have one of the worst attacks in the league. I don't have their numbers, their scoring numbers in front of me right now, but they're definitely, you know, one of the worst five, I'd say. And you got the return of Robertson and TAA in the lineup. I think that'll help compared to, you know, Joe Gomez that was back their last match, but I think they'll be fine. It's not like if Liverpool go ahead, it's not like they're going to still be full press to where they're going to be, you know, at a disadvantage to allow a goal kind of thing. And they're at home. So I don't think Wolverhampton are going to score.
That's fair. 37 matches played by Wolves, 37 goals scored. So that's good for the fourth least amount of goals in the Premier League.
There you go. There's the numbers. They, 17 in 18 away matches. There you go. Last match. This is it. The 10th match of Sunday. We have Chris's second favorite team, Manchester City. Manchester City, home against Aston Villa. Again, these are almost the exact same odds as a Liverpool match. Manchester City minus 600 to win. Draws plus 700. Aston Villa are plus 1,700 to win. Over 3.5 goals, plus 110. Under 3.5 goals, minus 135. Do you have a special bet for this match, which allows Liverpool to win the league? What do you got?
I mean, it wouldn't be me if I didn't, right? I mean, a lot on the line on this. To be fair to Manchester City, they're just so, like, unstoppable. They're just like, it's like inevitability in the Premier League here. Deepest team, what I, you know, I think by far. And so I do expect them to win here, but given everything that's on the line, they're playing at the Etihad, you know, half the stadium might be full. So I think I'm going to take Aston Villa here and I'm going to take them on a double chance. So that's draw or win. You can get some pretty crazy odds, a little longer than I thought, but you can get Aston Villa at double chance. Let's see, what do I got here? Plus 475, which I think is insane. There's a lot of storylines here at play. You've got Stevie G going to Manchester City. You know, he had his opportunity at a Premier League at one point, but yeah, I don't know. I think Aston Villa maybe pull a point here, and if you really, you know, if you think that and you actually believe that, then take them at double chance plus 475 for a win or a draw.
How much do you believe in this bet?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, or like, you know, like.
Also, if you want double chance Aston Villa, like, do you actually think they can win? Why not just take the draw at plus 700?
Well, because what if they do win? Then I can get plus 475. This is like, you know, when you go out to eat, you don't want to go out to eat and you want to see one thing on the menu. You go out to the, you see the menu and you see, you know, like maybe I want a margarita, maybe I want a beer, maybe I want both. Maybe I want a steak, you know, I want options. And that's what double chance gives us.
Let me read off some Villa away results here.
And to answer your question, I'm like a 5 out of 10 in believing this, okay, in this bet.
Lost 2-1 at Wolverhampton. Lost, couldn't score against Manchester United, couldn't score against Newcastle, couldn't score against Liverpool, couldn't score against Southampton, gave up 3 goals to Arsenal. There you go. Lost 3-0 at Chelsea. Okay. Wait, did I get my bet yet? No, I haven't. Oh, this is the one that took me forever to figure out. So I don't really like this one. Now that I don't like yours, but I don't like mine either.
Yeah, sure, my bet, and then you don't like yours either. So what is
so
this?
So I went a few. I kind of like both teams to score, no draw. But I was looking at Aston Villa away matches. They've had some struggles playing away. And then you look at recent results between these teams, and I think Villa have like 4 goals in the last, I don't know, 10 years of away league matches at Manchester City. So it's not a great number. And then the one thing that kind of scared me the most was that Kyle Walker returned to training this week. And Kyle Walker is kind of like, you know, their right back, their last man back kind of a thing, even though, you know, he plays right back, but he's their fastest guy on the team. Yeah, he's their fastest guy on their team. That's what they kind of been missing. That's what they missed against West Ham when Jared Bowen had a couple goals. And I think having him kind of hampers my thoughts of Aston Villa actually scoring this match. That leaves me worried. So that was my original thought. You know, if Kyle Walker doesn't start, I'd say, you know, both teams to score, no draw. I'd like that bet. But instead, I went for something else. I looked at Kevin De Bruyne to score at minus 105 and then thought a little bit more about it and decided on Kevin De Bruyne to assist at plus 100. So this is his first season, maybe ever, that he's actually had more goals than assists. So I'm just going to try and benefit off of him not scoring and him assisting instead. So Kevin De Bruyne to assist plus 100. And there you go. That's it. What do you got to say for yourself?
I enjoy the bet, but curiously, you can still get, you were talking about how this is the first season De Bruyne has had more goals and assists. I mean, he had four goals. What was that, two games ago? You can get Kevin De Bruyne to score in Manchester City to win at plus 150.
So yeah, but you don't think they're going to win. Why would you take that?
This is for you. This isn't for me.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at those numbers, and yeah, like he has 15 goals this season, only 7 assists, but you look at every other season, 6 goals, 12 assists, 13 goals, 20 assists, 8 goals, 16 assists. I mean, he's been really efficient. Like when he got those 4 goals, he had 4 shots on target. So I just think it's more likely that he assists, even if the prior numbers don't actually say that. So,
yeah. I mean, him and Salah are probably the two just best players in the Premier League.
Yeah, definitely. So I could read off all of our bets, but I don't think that's worth our time here. We're 48 minutes in. I will put up a graphic with our bets probably sometime Sunday so we can have a little fun with that. I'll tweet that out from the RotoWire soccer account. But hey, we got 10 bets in. We got 10 different bets. We just gave out 20 bets on kits and wagers. So
maybe
that's good. That's good.
Maybe we go and we live tweet some of these bets on Sunday. You know, give me the keys to the Ferrari to the RotoWire Soccer Twitter account and like, oh, Adam just hit his bet.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Chris just hit his bet. Chris just missed his bet.
That takes too much time up, but I've been, for anyone watching on YouTube or Twitter, I've been scrolling back and forth between our cheat sheets, which you can see we have implied goal totals. We have our lineups all on one page. And then I've also used our sports betting page. As you can see, I got my article up. I got 3 of my bets that I used today in this article, but if you want more explanation for those, check that out. Trying to finish the season in the positive. You can read all about that, but also on our betting page, we got odds where we compare odds with DraftKings, FanDuel, PointsBet. And as you can see, it looks like DraftKings and FanDuel looks like their odds are better than what other sites are providing. But I usually go here, especially if you have money on FanDuel and DraftKings, you just go here and then you just bet on whatever place has the best odds. But Chris, thanks for joining me here at CHROwen8 on Twitter. It's been a long season. As you said, about 45 shows in. We will have World Cup content in the summer. I don't know what kind of content you're planning on writing an article. Maybe we'll come on Kits and Wagers, kind of talk a little bit about some World Cup futures, that kind of thing, as summer moves along. But any final thoughts going into the final weekend, game week 28 here?
Yeah, I mean, they can try to keep us down, but they won't keep us down. So we'll be back. We'll be out here. We'll probably, you know, connect for a couple podcasts during the off season here. Yeah, we are working on some World Cup, maybe some futures bets, some odds there. So expect that to come in the next week or two. But it's been an absolute pleasure. We kind of talked about this randomly in the offs, like right before the season started, and then here we are 45 episodes later. So happy to be a part of it, and you know, luckily we had got to enjoy an ice cold beer here on our last episode. But yeah, looking forward to these matches, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got a couple more comments I want to read from Isaac. He's projecting Manchester City to win 3-0. Kevin De Bruyne gets two. And then CJ agrees with his mate, and he says, hashtag beauty. So there you go. We got some Manchester City fans watching the show. But thanks for watching. Hopefully we can get some bets. To stay tuned to RotoWire Soccer to see who wins, to see who, you know, has to buy the other person a kit. So we got a little fun going on. But we got all the DFS stuff also coming as well. Chris is going to have a FanDuel article coming. We have DraftKings content as well. And, of course, we have the show and my article. So we got a lot of content for the final Sunday of the Premier League. It's going to be fun. I think it's we got relegation battles. We got top two battles. We got top six, top seven battles. We got top four battles. So we got a little bit of everything, which really hasn't been the case for a long time. So, Chris, enjoy your Sunday. And good luck with your bets, but not too much luck. And we'll see everyone over this summer.